This is the new hype show.
Every year, I write a battle rhyme for the entire top 10 of Billboard. No disrespect, it's just the way I practice. Always remember, if you're in the top 10 of Billboard, I have a rhyme to battle you straight up that will destroy your career.
Yeah. What it do, what it do, what it do. Welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. First off, I want to apologize. Last week, the sound was trash. I don't know what happened. It sounded okay on the playback. For some reason, when I got the audio back, it was terrible. I apologize because I'm a person about sound. Sound is trash. It just make my whole day upset. So I apologize, but I'm glad y'all still tuned in because the numbers kind of went up. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, one of my trash episodes, the numbers actually higher than one of my whatever it is. I'm going to have to start doing trash episodes. But, yo, I appreciate y'all for those that tuned in, you know, at the show. I'm back coming off the verses. That verses was monster. My favorite verses. My whole childhood was there. Daddy Kane versus KRS-One. I've said this on my album, probably even before. These are two of my first favorite rappers ever. Brooklyn, we worship Big Daddy Kane. We looked up to him. Hip hop, we worship. You know, worship both of them. Hip hop worships both of them. KRS-One is a monster. This is the guy that writes battle raps for the top 10 in Billboard every year. Big Daddy Kane, Lord Jesus Christ. I'ma keep it 1,000. Yo. Kane, breath control, stage presence, monster. Kane still got it. He look good. Kane is only 2 years older than Jay-Z. It's crazy, right? Kane look good. KRS-One look good. Yo, these motherfuckers don't age. I'm Brooklyn to the death of me. You hear me? Brooklyn to the death of me. I got it tatted across my stomach. Biggie got inspired by Kane. Jay-Z got inspired by Kane. Used to be his hype man at one point. Kendrick Lamar lists Big Daddy Kane as one of his favorite rappers. I ain't gonna hold you. I think y'all kind of know where I'm going. I had to edge it out to Chris. Chris got monster records. It was one point he played some records. I was like, oh shit. I had an oh shit moment. He didn't even play all of them. He didn't play the Shabba record I was waiting for. The Jam. I know that whole record. I think they actually put that on Shabba's album, but I knew KRS bodied that record. He bodied the freestyle. Everybody kept saying Kane ran out of records. And Capri, I thought it was going to be Juice Crew versus BDB. I was like, damn, it's going to be fire. D-Nice going to DJ. You know what I mean? I thought that was going to be it. It's going to be fire. Mr. C was going DJ. I was like, shit. They use DJ Scratch. Fire. Love him. And Kid Capri. Probably the GOAT DJ of all time. Some may say it's one of those things you can't disagree with. You know what I mean? Kid Capri, you know, showing proof. But there's probably, I might play a piece of the one of the freestyles from KRS-One. If I could find it. That shit was fire, by the way. But Kane killed it. But yeah, man, through and through, it was a great look for hip hop. Again, great look for hip hop. This versus was monster. Swizz Beatz and Timbaland, they rediscovered the wheel with this one. We just found another route to keep celebrating us as we should. I loved it. The energy, Jesus Christ. Look at these two over 50 black males on stage performing. You look in the crowd, they singing it word for word. Fat Joe, who I think is my hip hop spirit animal, singing shit word. I'm looking at Fat Joe. We're gonna drop a bomb for Fat Joe right now. I appreciate Fat Joe, his love for the hip hop, the culture. He's a fan, and I genuinely see it in him. I mean, you know, he always says Chris and KRS-One and LL are his idols, but as you know, throughout the years, I have to give this man his roses, Fat Joe. You see Fat Joe in the incarcerated Scarface's video giving Raekwon a cut. He's in a Das FX video. He's in a Bone Thugs Mo Thug video. He's in Blase Blase when the East is in the house. He fucking hype man for KRS-One. Yo, drop a bomb for Fat Joe, man. Come on, man. Fat Joe, I appreciate you. I probably said it before, but I'm going to tell it again. I appreciate you, Fat Joe. You're my spirit hip-hop animal. The fan in you, like, no matter how big you get, you always give it up to the culture, and I appreciate that of you. No matter how fat, yo, Fat Joe, you can tell he genuinely loves hip-hop. I mean, of course, he's from the home of hip-hop, Bronx all day, but you look in the crowd, I'm looking at his face, pause. You see Fat Joe, he like a kid in a candy store. Same as when he was at the Locks and Dipset battle. I'm looking in the crowd, I'm like, look at Fat Joe. Fat Joe just looks happy, that's his happy place. I'm like, this guy is a genuine fan, and I appreciate that from him, man. We need a Fat Joe Appreciation Day, like real rap. I'm fucking with Fat Joe heavy, man. I fuck with him for years. You know what I mean? Fat Joe, respect. Nothing but respect, dog. But them comments was fire. And a lot of course, and I saw Nelly in the comments giving it up. You know, Nelly and KRS-One had a little tiff. I call it a tiff. Back in the day, it was good to see him in there cheering on hip-hop. A lot of hip-hop was in that those comments. Just, again, they were fans as well of the culture, and it was great to remember. Daddy Kane and KRS-One's are the Mount Rushmores of hip-hop, period. I mean, we, you know, they are our goats. Put it like that. LL, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim. Those are our goats. Goats. Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, Pac. Anybody in your top five right now? Those are their goats. DMX? Oh, man, I miss X, man. X would have loved it. X could recite a whole Rakim album for you. He know all that shit. That's just one of his, I think, is his favorite MC. Or one of his, but either way, those are their Mount Rushmore. So you see, when we praise Hove, Biggie, Nas, Pac, Ice Cube, you know, EPMD, we give these guys credit. Look who they give credit to. It starts, look at it. Look at the roots. So you're going to see where the tree is going. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to Uncle Lou, Uncle Bowlegged Lou, of the legendary Full Force, of course. Uncle Lou used to always say, I don't care what type of, you know, Broadway, I mean, what type of billboard hit you got. Can you rock that stage? The stage is the real deal. Get on that stage. Let's see what you could do. And these guys, obviously last night, you could tell that's where they come from. It's no playing on that stage. You don't want to go after a KRS-One. You don't want to go after a Kane. After Kane performed Raw or Smooth Operator, you're like, I'm not performing after. You want me to go after that? I remember I was watching, you know, the barbershop, can't remember the name of the show, but it's LeBron show. And Hov was sitting there. Hov was saying, he was looking at the side of the show. See DMX out there. He's mixing Henny. He on stage. And Hov said, I heard the 1-2, 1-2. Hov was like, this nigga went out there. The women were screaming. X cried. And it was, all right, Jay, you go. Jay's like, you want me to go after that? Like, what you want me to do? So Jay had to find his own route. He knows I'm a better rapper than DMX. So I'm going to go out there and freestyle. It's like, you coming, you got to follow DMX. How the fuck I'm going to follow that show? You don't see that energy? This motherfucker hopping from one side of the stage to the next. He's barking, then he's crying, then he's praying. How the fuck am I supposed to come up after that? This is why I love hip-hop. It's forever going to be competition. No matter how great you are, the greats are going to tell you, yo, I have to go after this motherfucker. You know how many niggas don't want to go after Red and Meth? Who the fuck wants to go after Busta Rhymes? I'm not your Busta. I'm performing before you. Relax. No. I'm not going after you. You're going to burn down the stage, bro. I'm not going after you. Run DMC. I think, what year was Fresh Fest? What was the first year of Fresh Fest? I can't remember off the top. I'm watching this shit on YouTube one day. I said, Lord Jesus, I'm not performing after none of these niggas. Because it just seems like whoever's performing. This Marquee get on that stage. You had the Juice Crew. They was killing. Imagine going up on the stage after KRS-One performs, the bridge is over. I'm not going to want to perform after this guy. You don't see what he just did? Bye-bye. And again, this comes from the Caribbean influence. Remember the DJ to go up there and then mash it up. KRS-One, a lot of Jamaican influence, a lot of it heavy. He brought out Mad Lion, who looked like he hasn't aged a day. Mad Lion looked good. I seen him. I said, damn, this nigga look good. I was like, Jesus Christ, this nigga looks good. Everybody came up there and looked good. Nice and smooth. I'm like, yo, these niggas look good. Das Effects. Yo, we don't age. We look good. And if they age, they aging gracefully. They're looking good. I love this for hip hop. I love this. I'm here. I'm looking on social media at the same time the battle. These girls are like, Kane. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Even on my album, I told y'all, Big Daddy Kane. That's who we. I have a flat top. I'm gonna put the bitch out one day. You see my flat top? I wanted to be like Kane. I saw Kane. Kane had the fly shit. You see the video with him in the barbershop, chilling. Who didn't want to be Kane? Kane was fresh. That's when rappers dressed up in these suits and, you know what I mean? I wanted to be that. I told the story about my uncle when I seen Kane on a magazine with a red drop top. I told my uncle, and I said this on the album, so you probably heard me say the same story on my album, Doreen's Favorite, which is available now. I said, Kane had the red drop top. I saw my uncle, and I said, oh, you got the car Kane got. Them niggas in the street was like, yo, you bugging. Kane got the car your uncle got. Remember, Kane and them, of course, you know, they was around Preem Team and all these 50 Cent cats back in the day. He even brought up Eric B there. It was ironic because we thought Rakim was going to battle Kane. Look at our legends. They're alive. I want to see these guys perform forever. I got lucky one year. I saw Rakim perform. I saw Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Prodigy murdered. Mobb Deep was there. Red and Meth, of course. Bunch of other cats. But man, I loved it. I love the verses. I don't know what's after this one. I don't know who's after this. But the one prior, two nights before, they had Supercat. He bought a Barrington Levy. I think Baby Sham and some other people. Come on, man. KRS-One, why dang. I think he got that from Supercat too. But look at it, man. This is beautiful. The performances. I don't think nobody's fucking with these niggas' performances at all. At all. The art of rhyming. And we saw the full spectrum of hip hop on stage. We saw DJing. They were b-boying. They were breakdancing. The only thing was missing was the graffiti. That would have been fire. And the emceeing. Like we saw everything last night. The elements. We saw all the elements of hip hop. It was beautiful to see. Imagine if the Biz was there. You know Kane would have brought him up to beatbox real quick. Come here, Biz. Come on, man. That's what we grew up on. When Jordans was $75. When Jordans right here, it was $80, $75. And that was considered what we consider now $300, $400 now. I seen mad Dapper Dan suits in the audience. All them old drug dealers that sold crack on my block was there. I'm sure of it. All them old drug dealers that sold crack in Harlem was there. I'm sure of it. That sold crack on Tremont was there. I'm sure of it. That sold crack in Newark was there. I'm sure of it. Southside, I'm sure of it. Far Rockaway, I'm sure of it. Flatbush, I'm sure of it. This is what I love. And I think it was some younger rappers there. I'm not too mistaken. But I know they were watching. I need them to watch it. And one thing I didn't like, though, was the some of the elders. And I actually have a story before I close out. This is going to be a short episode. I just want to talk about the verses. I'm still hype off of it. But I don't like when, you know, we're in, you know, spaces, you know, when the old school rappers come in, they do their thing, and then we have to bash the younger generation. A lot of the older cats in the comments were saying, this ain't that whack mumble rap. I get that shit. This is how you perform, youngsters. Don't do it like that, because then they're going to continue to resent us. Don't do that. Be like, yo, come here. You want to tighten this up? If you hear they got a show, come, yo, add this to the show. Come to them like you helping them. Don't diss them. When you diss them and they start shooting at y'all and y'all want to get upset and call them disrespectful, don't do that. Stop doing that to them. Mumble rap is not for me. I'm not dissing it. Maybe it's for that group over there. Fine, cool. I come from a different era. But at the same time, who the fuck am I to say, yo, that shit, get that shit off. I can't. I might not go to the show. It's not for me. That's what I'm going to say. It's not for me. So it's not for me. I'm not fucking with it, period. You feel me? So a few weeks ago, I had posted something about, you know, who's the Mount Rushmore of hip-hop in New York without mentioning Jay-Z, Big, and, you know, top rappers in New York without mentioning Jay-Z, Big, and Nas. And OG, he's a famous OG, by the way, and I'm not going to say his name. We're friends on Facebook, and he posted something basically going off. So me, I respect the elders. I hit him on the side. I said, hey, man, how you doing? You know, I really didn't like the way, you know, you answered that. You know, you could have said it a different way. I said, instead of coming at me, teach me. I'm a youngster, and I would love to learn from the older cats. They've been here before. They know the game. And he's respected in the game, very respected. You know, keep certain aspects of the art alive. And he apologized to me. And I appreciate it. And I said, you know, I appreciate that, OG. You know what I mean? But I was like, you know, next time, you know, educate me. I still, no matter how old you are, you still need education. You know what I'm saying? And we, you know, we never had a bad thing before. You know, always had a good rapport, whatever. And, you know, it was, I think the fact that the way I came, had I came negative pause to it, it would have been, but I was like, nah, let me not do that. This is an elder, but I get sometimes they get frustrated with seeing how the culture is. I get it. But I had to, you know, I assessed it. I'm learning how to move better myself. So I'm like, you know what? Let me not fight that fire with fire. Let me come different to him. And he received it. Pause. And he was like, yo, you know what? You're right. And cool ever since. And we, you know, we chopped it up. Cool. And I respect it. But, you know, I say that to say this. We can love the old school. And if certain aspects of new school ain't for you, cool. We still could go back and listen to the old school. That's why we got headphones and, you know what I'm saying? Let's teach the youngsters. Don't bash them. Teach them. All right? But, yo, it's your boy Biz. I'm going to let y'all go. I just wanted to talk about the verses. I loved it. Salute to Fat Joe. Again, for being a big fan. Kane and KRS-One. Y'all are my heroes. Thank you. Y'all are superheroes to me in hip-hop. I would never disrespect you guys. Ever, ever, ever. This is the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. Please continue to show love to my album. Download a stream. Tell a friend to tell a friend. All right. You know what I'm saying? Doreen's favorite. It's on all DSPs. Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, everywhere you go. It's your boy Biz. New Hype Show. Yeah. Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.